And this is Tate Servance bringing you your news for the hour, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe. For automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation, call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. At 2:36 yesterday afternoon, the Huron County Sheriff's Office and multiple emergency responders were dispatched to a tractor rollover accident near the intersection of Rupel Road and M25 in Rubicon Township. A passerby discovered a tractor overturned in a ditch with an individual trapped beneath it and immediately called for assistance. Responding agencies include the Port Hope Fire Department, Harbor Beach Fire Department, Huron County Sheriff's Office, Eastern Huron Ambulance, and the Huron County Medical Examiner's Office. Fire personnel from Port Hope and Harbor Beach worked to free the victim using specialized rescue equipment. The incident involved a male operating a medium-sized LS loader tractor with no cab. Preliminary investigation indicates that a medical emergency may have contributed to the rollover. The operator suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene. The victim was identified as 83-year-old Rodney J. Weiss of Port Hope, and this information was provided by Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen. And some street work will be happening in the coming months in the city of Bad Axe. At Monday's city meeting, the council accepted the low bid of $275,702 from Aztec Asphalt for improvements to North Hanselman. In doing that, the council followed the recommendation of the Finance Committee after their review. The council went on to thank the DPW for the work they did keeping streets clear this winter. And during the meeting, it was noted that there is a SS4A, Save Streets for All grant, available to apply that could help with street work. In other matters, the annual service agreement with CorePro for $2,050 for the water towers was approved. And trustee Jessie Klaska commented she would like to see if there's a way for a collaboration with Thumb Area Transit to subsidize bus rides for people in need. Spring cleanup days will be from April 1st through May 29th. And the Deckerville School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. Monday, March 23rd in the high school library. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to adopt the proposed 2026-2027 Sanilac County Schools calendar. To approve an 8th grade class trip to Mackinac Island on May 19th and May 20th, and to approve hiring a varsity baseball assistant coach. During the meeting, elementary school principal Aaron Sutherland, high school principal Josh Stern, and superintendent Matthew Connolly will present administrative reports. A closed session is also on the agenda, but it may or may not be needed. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor, Thumb Glass.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. At Thumb Glass, we're proud to be going into our 75th year serving the Thumb area residents with trusted glass repair. We offer complete automotive glass replacement, including windshield replacement and on-site ADAS windshield calibration. So there's no need to let your insurance company dictate where you go. We handle it all right here at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. We're your one-stop glass shop for auto, home, and mobile glass repair. For the best job in home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us next to Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass today at 989-269-8131.
And we're back. And that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.